Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot is daf Mem Dalet. We're holding the Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Bet. Arba Achim, Nisuim Arba Nashim Vamet. We have four brothers, each one of which was married to a woman who was unrelated to the others. They all die, which is mashma that there's nobody left, and the Gemara is going to point out that the gears in the Mishnah is ridiculous, because if all four brothers died, then who is going to be doing the Yibum? So obviously, it has to mean Arba Achin of a large family where there are other brothers. It means Arba Me Achin, not Arba Achin, and that's the whole family. Okay, but there were other brothers left. So then the deal is that Imratzah Gadosh Be'emli Yabeme Kulam. Let's say the Godol, who has rights of first refusal, for at the very least, let's say he says, I want to take all four. So the other brothers, the Ketanim, are saying it's not fair. Let's split it up. One brother per Hakom Hashem. No, the deal is that the Gadol could take all of them, and Harishut Biyado. Misha Yad Nasir L'Shtei Nashim V'Meit. What about if in a case where somebody's married to two women, both of them fall to Yibam? See, here we come at last to a sugya that we've taken for granted all along, and we've mentioned many, many times before, that in a case where two or more women fall to Yibam of the same bayit, only one of those women is supposed to actually get either Yibam or Chalitza. The other one is muteret l'shuk automatically without further ado. In the case where one is kosher l'kuhuna and one is posel l'kuhuna, so if you choose the one that's kosher l'kuhuna to do chalitza, you're going to passel her to the kuhuna. So in that case, if you've chosen to do chalitza instead of yibum, then it is inappropriate to be chalitz the one who is posel, who is kosher l'kuhuna. And if you're chalitz, you should be chalitz the posel one who's posel anyway, because the chalitza will passel her l'kuhuna. V'im hayam miyabim, if your choice is to do yibum, then of course you could be miyabim the ksheira as well, because you're marrying her.
You can, but you don't have
you can. Yeah, even the chair. Ask the Gemara, the Girsa of the Mishnah is very confusing. What do you mean, four brothers who died? Then that means there's no brothers left. So the Arba Achim, Salka Daitach, Arba Achim, that all died? No, you're right. We have to change the Girsa by putting in one letter. And that is Arba Me Achim, four out of the family of brothers who died. All of them married two women. Now, of course, the number four seems to be completely arbitrary and so on, and then we're going to discuss all of this, because, I mean, up until now, all of the cases were very, very specific. All the cases of three brothers, you know, two of whom were married to two sisters. This is just like picking a number out of a hat and discussing something. I mean, what's the point? So, first of all, our question is like this. If one, the older brother decides that he wants to be miyabim et kulam, so you're saying to me, he's able to be miyabim et kulam. I mean, literally, he's able to be miyabim et kulam. I mean, why is that? Why is salka daitach? I mean, he should be allowed to take all of them, whether or not it's a good idea, whether he can afford to have so many wives. I mean, it's mashma, he just does whatever he wants. This is the first time this issue has really been raised. Is it really up to the members of the family to decide what they want to do? Or is there, in fact, a din that the Bezdin has to determine what is best? Now, that's a different question. And the halacha is, of course, as we know, that you actually do not have an option to do whatever the heck you want. And indeed, you are responsible to get an Eitzah from the Zakenim. And that's why we're bringing this up in this fashion. Doesn't it say, in the Pasuk, asks the Gemara, doesn't it say, v'shafkele, we let the guy do whatever he wants? V'atanya, it says in the Pasuk, v'karulo ziknei iro. So it says in the Pasuk that the Zakenim have to call the Yovan. So first of all, that means they have to be involved personally in this determination. And it means, hein v'lo shluchan. The Zakenim themselves have to be involved in discussing this with him. Furthermore, it says, v'dibru elav. What do you mean, v'dibru elav? What exactly are they going to be talking to him about? I mean, if you're saying that all they need to do is to tell him the halacha, so then there's no v'dibru elav. V'dibru elav means that you're taking a stand about something. What does that mean? Malamed shemisi'im lo etza hogenet lo. It means that they have to explain to him his chiyuv of yibum or chalitza within the context of his own personal situation. And you can't simply decide that you'll do what you want. So let's say he is a kid still. Imhu haya yelet. He's a kena. Maybe his brother was much older than him, and his sister-in-law is much older than him, or vice versa. Maybe he's the oldest brother. This is his kid brother who died, and his wife is a yalda. So the Bezdin will tell him, look, what's the matter with you? I mean, yeah, you're going to go marry a kid. Yeah, malachai etzel yalda. You're going to go marry an old lady. Malachai etzel zekina. Kulachai etzel shekamotcha. You want to get married to a woman your own age. Valtasim kitata bebetcha. You're going to be improperly matched. You're going to have a life of arguments. That's not considered to be a v'dibruy lav. Dibruy lav, you have to do what's right for you. So therefore, why don't we tell this guy that if there's four wives, he's got to be insane. It's hard enough to take care of a family with one wife. We're going to have enough money to support four different families. So it doesn't seem on the surface to be a reasonable case that a mishnah should take four women and say that the guy has an option to marry all of them. Lo tzricha, says the Gemara, the case that we need to learn is where indeed efshar le, where this guy is able to be mefarnes all of these women, and he really can be mefarnes the women, which is quite amazing. Okay, but he's a rich guy, so he can be mefarnes the women. Fair enough. But if that's the case, says the Gemara, then it turns out that everything that you're talking about is completely arbitrary. Because, I mean, whatever the case, what do you mean four women? Maybe he's rich enough to support 100 women. I mean, if the point is you're trying to tell me that given that the guy would be capable, we would tell him, okay, it's fine, then you do have the right of first refusal. So how does that explain the number four? I mean, so why does it say four? Now it turns out to be completely arbitrary, and you make up a case where he's got enough money for four wives and not enough money for five wives. That's nuts. So yoki afilu tuva, even tuva nami, what's enough? I mean, how many there are? Oh, says the Gemara, because what is the whole point of this mission? The whole point of this mission is to force us to deal with the question of the Eitzah Teva of the Zakenim. So Eitzah Hogenet Lo. Meanwhile, the Mishnah is telling you that by definition, an Eitzah Hogenet Lo is not to take more than four Yevamot. Why is that? Because if he has four Yevamot and he is a Talmud Chacham that is taking these women, so then the Shir of his Ona, how much sex does he owe a wife? Once a week. But if that's the case, if he's going to take four wives, he's only going to get to each wife once a month. Now, Lamaisa, the Ritva, points out that that's ridiculous. Normally, the halacha is that you do not adjust the ona per woman. Per woman, he has a chiev as a Talmud Chacham to give each one of his wives what she needs once a week, or whatever the case may be, right? So just because there's four, so now all of a sudden we divide his energies into four different women? It says the lo yigara. You don't have a right to reduce one woman's she'ira, and that's your sexual duties to her. So all of your conjugal involvement is the same for each one of your wives. So it says the Ritva that clearly the Gemara is taking for granted that since over here we're talking about Ishachi Knalo min Hashamayim, this isn't a Yibum, this is not his choice in a wife. So over there, in Achinami, that whole concept doesn't apply. Not only that, you'll notice, say some of the Talmidim, the Ritva, you'll notice that the Gemara doesn't even question the issue of whether he has a right to take so many women. I mean, even though Lamaisa nowadays we have the Kerem, the Rabbeinu Yena, the Rabbeinu Gershon, and there's other places where it's mashmah, such a good idea to take four wives. But over here, the whole sugya is a different sugya because we're dealing with Yibum. So when you're dealing with Yibum, Indeed, we do prorate your conjugal duties, because that's Minhag Shamayim. They don't force you to do more. But here, that you should have a woman who's going to have her connection to you only once a month is not healthy for the marriage. And therefore, by definition, the four is maximal. Continues the Mishnah. So what's the din? As we know, biatar chalitza shelachat mehem is poteret chaltis ditzora. Now, how do we know, asks the Gemara, and of course these are the questions of drushes that we've spoken about many times before, but we never dealt with it in the Mishnah. How do we know that we're not supposed to do yibum on both women? On as many women that the brother is married to, niyavim letarvayu, that's a lashon of Beit Achiv. Maybe Achiv has more than one bayit. Therefore, it's coming to tell me, bayit echad ubunev eino bunei shnei batim. So you can choose one of the women, but you don't take both. Okay, that's if I'm coming to do a binyan bayit. Suppose I refuse to do the binyan bayit, and I insist on doing chalitza and not yibum. So maybe I should do chalitza to both. Why are you taking for granted that even if I'm doing chalitza, chalitza v'achat mehem poteret sarata, mechlotzit arvayu? Omer mazurja batuvia omer akra. There too it uses a lotion of bait. Bait chalutza na'a. Bait is a lotion yochit. Bait echad u'cholitz. V'enu cholitz l'shnei batim. So whether you're doing chalitz or you're doing yibum, two batim is not what the Torah is offering you. That's the Gemara. But if you take both of these drushas, right, you could be mekayim both of them, such that if you have two women that were married to a brother, you should be meyabim, one perhaps, and then you should do chalitza to the other one. Is that way you're only being bona bayit echad? And you're only doing chalitza labayit echad. So you still haven't explained to me why I'm so sure that the yibum of one or the chalitza of one is enough to pat to the other, and not that we should have to chalitza to one and yibum to the other. So the yabim lechod have an achlatz lechod. Maybe we can do chalitza to the other one. Omar kra, remember our rule. Im lo yachpotza ish lakachat at yevim tov. So only then, but it has to be that he had the opportunity that im kain yirtze livnot, that he could. So why? That's exactly why it says im lo yachpots ha chafetz. If he wanted to be miyabim, he could have yabim, which tells me kol olal liyibum olal chalitza v'chol shein olal liyibum eino olal chalitza. Chalitza is only an option where yibum is an option. But since over here the Torah has prevented you from doing yibum, because bayit echad atapodeh veina atapodeh shnei batim, therefore it cannot possibly be telling you to do yibum, even though you do chalitz, even though you've already done yibum to the other, and therefore could not have done the yibum to her. V'od, another reason not to do chalitza to the other one, is because you'll say, I mean, is that so bad? It is bad. Shelo yamru bayit miktzato banui miktzato chalutz. People will think that the din is that you have to do it, and that is terrible. Says the Gemara, well, I understand what's so terrible. I mean, you don't hurt anything if you do chalitza, do you? The yamru, so who cares? No, because look, if you would do yibum first and then you do chalitza, you're right. You could say, who cares? But how about if people believe that you actually need both yibum and chalitza, and you went ahead and you did chalitza to one, and then you took the other one, then you would be over on an iser. Because if you were doing chalitza first, the yibum first, fine. But dilma chalitz v'hadar meyabim, and then you'll be over on the lav of shuv lo yivneh, asher lo yivneh, well, you're not allowed to go ahead and attempt to be bona bayit that you were already doicha through the chalitza of the other. So memela, we don't allow you to do chalitza after yibum either. But let me ask you something, yes, the Gemara. How do you know that the pasuk that says bayit echad uboneh does not define the actual mitzvah of yibum. In other words, maybe the Torah is saying that if your brother had one wife, then I'm giving you the mitzvah of yibum. But if your brother has two wives, so then shnei batim is not bona, meaning that is not chiyav to be bona. What makes you think that it means that no, you have a chiyav to be bona one and not two? Maybe you don't have a chiyav at all of yibum. So ask the Gemara, ve'ema, maybe the meaning of the pasuk is the ki'ika chada, if you only have one yivama, so then titkayim mitzvat yibum. But if there's two women, since you cannot be shnei batim bona, so lo titkayim mitzvat yibum, maybe there is no chiyav of yibum at all. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Because the Torah told us the din of tzaras erava, litzror. If there's two women, there is no way to have a chiyav of yibum, so where will you ever get a tzara of an erava if there's two women that are falling to yibum? So what do you have to tell me, tzaras erava das rachbana lomali? If any two women are not allowed to be built, close the window, it's probably too much noise for them. Yeah, it's better. Now our president can hear. So any two women that fall, there's no din of yibum. So if there's two women, one who is the erva and one who is the other woman, what do I need to know that there's a din of tzoras erva that's ptura from yibum? So he's going, no, on the contrary, what's the matter with you? Just the opposite is the case. Allah, Allah, why not? In a case where one of the women is an erva, so over there, she's out of the running, right? So she's not included in the din of yibum. So maybe over there, there's really only bayit echad, and you would be chayav to take the tzara, who is not an Arab. So of course I need to know the chiddush in this case. So sakadayit chamina, the erva is avroi kaimi. She's out of the running. She's outside of this discussion. And therefore, tityabim tzara, tell me, but the dafka should give yibum to the tzara. Kamash b'lan that, no, that actually she's usher. And that's a big chiddush. So therefore, why are we not indeed going to be mamayit abayit with two yivamas and say that bayit echad uboneh, but there's no mitzvah yibum at all? Answers the Gemara, the reason is a ribui in the Torah. The Torah repeats the word yivim to twice to tell me exactly this case. Im lo yachpot sish lakachat et yivim to. V'alta yivim to hashara. So yivim to is marba that even where there are shtei yivamot, two yivim tos, that there still is a din of yibum, and therefore you choose one out of the two as we've worked it out. Now the Mishnah furthermore says hayta achat kishirava achat psula imaya choletz choletz lepsula. What is that all about? I mean, what do you really care which one of these women you've done yibum to, or which one of these women you're going to be chalitz? Your business. You're not a kohen. I mean, whatever, whoever's available, you'll do the chalitza. Ah, says Rav Yosef, that's the whole point. Kan shana Rebbe, as we saw before, lo yishpoch adam meboro v'achirim tzichim lehem. A person has something which to him doesn't have any value. That extra water, he's going to pour water out of his sink. There's other people in the neighborhood that are dying to have water for their garden, but you just pour it out in the drain. You share it. Over here, it's the same thing. To you, it's meaningless. So therefore what? Therefore you dump it. Maybe this way she could have gotten married to a kohen. Now you're going to make her unavailable to the kohen and ruin her life. Why should you do that? Choose the one who is anyway a surah to a kohen. Maybe the other one was a divorcee. So make her a chalutza, because anyway it won't matter. And that's the limud. And there's other people. Zuck, our dear president. Boy, that was a singularly cold and unfeeling Zuck to Hela Commissioner. Maybe when it's virtual, it's hard for our president to put his heart into it. I don't know. I hope next time I'll be Zeicha to hear. I'll have to come back if that's the case. I guess tomorrow I'll have to be there in person. Hamachzir Gerushato. Somebody takes his own wife, who he divorced. She goes and marries somebody else. And now she's once again freed, either through his death or he gives her a get. He takes her back. Now that, of course, is an Issur D'oraita. Lo yuchal ba'ala harishon. Lo shuv lakachta acharei asher utama. So he has no right to take her back, and he was over a lav. So he was over a lav. He went ahead and he was over a lav. Or he went ahead, and even though he has an Issur to be nosei chalutzato, because he's not allowed to remarry her, once he gives her chalitza, then he's not allowed to take her back. She remains Osir, and there's shuv lo yivneh, there's nothing he can do with her. But he goes there and he takes her anyway. Or he's nosei krovat chalutzato. He goes and he marries, let's say, the sister of the woman that he had given chalitza to, her mother. In all these cases, we are mechayev him to get rid of her. He gives a get, because there's no way for him to remain married to her. Anytime he sleeps with her, he's going to be over an Issur D'oraita, or at least an Issur D'rabbanan lechora, which we're going to get into, in the case of nosei krovat chalutzato. Krovat chalutzato, we've said all along, is not an Issur D'oraita. It's only an Issur D'rabbanan v'horaya, as Reish Lakish had said earlier, v'horaya, you have to give a chalitza to such a woman. So it must be that it's not an Issur D'oraita. So we force him to get a get, but surprisingly, surprisingly, even though one would think that this, Rabbi Yaakov, maybe it would be kedai for you just to watch what's done in case Daniel isn't there and we have this problem again, that you should be able to answer. All right, so next time, just Reb Daniel will show, if you could show Reb Yaakov what to do, that way, it's like this one, Daniel is not around, we have a problem. Yeah, okay, but the combination of the two, that you should be the Tanya, that he shouldn't be there, is less likely. Okay, so in all such cases, Yotzi, but the tremendous chiddush is that Rabbi Akiva said the Vlad is a mamzer. So first of all, it's even a chiddush that the Vlad is a mamzer, a mamzer gushato. But that we've already seen Rabbi Akiva shita. Rabbi Akiva holds yesh mamzer michai vilavim, right? But, I mean, l'chora, the case of the chalutza, krovat chalutzato, is for sure only a derabbanan. So why did he say it's a mamzer? That we'll have to look into. V'chachomim omri, chachomim say, what? How do you have a Vlad mamzer? A Vlad is mamzer only from an Issur Karis. Where's the Issur Karis? There's no Issur Karis here at all in any of these cases. Except that the Rabbonim would be made that if you married a relative of your Gerusha, not of your Chalutza, and over there, of course, the Vlad would be a mamzer, because if you go and you marry your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law, after you divorced your wife, it's still the same Issur Karis, right? So over there, and that's exactly the reason that we answered Krovat Chalutzato, because Krovat Grushato is mamish, and Issur D'oraita, Issur Karis. So there, of course, the Rabbanan would be made. Now, something is wrong with Rabbi Akiva Shita. How could Rabbi Akiva hold that on Sei Krovat Chalutzato, the Vlad is a mamzer, if up until now we've been very careful to distinguish between the Achot, or Krovat Grushato, and the other case of Krovat Chalutzato? Because what we had was, if you recall, in the Mishnah earlier, we contrasted two cases, that where Krovat Grushato falls to you for Yibum, then the Tzora is not Chaletzet. But where Krovat Chalutzato falls, then it's Choletzet V'lo Mityabemet. And Reish Lakish said on that, Am Reish Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, it's here that Rebbe makes it very clear to us the difference between Achot Grusha, which is Midivrei Torah, and Achot Chalutza, that is Midivrei Sefer.
It's nine O's.
Says the Gemara, you're right. Something is terribly wrong over here. Tni Krovat Grushato. We have to change the gears to the Mishnah. The Mishnah must have said that according to Rabbi Akiva, Krovat Grushato, not Krovat Chalutzato, which over there is an Issur D'oraisa and an Issur Lav, of lo yuchal lashuv lakachta. So that creates al libet Rabbi Akiva. Grovat Grushatoka, sorry. According to everybody, would be the Sakuris. So she's still his mother-in-law. So that is where he's saying that Avad Mamzer. And you know what? The truth is, it must be that Rabbi Akiva was talking about that case, among the other cases. Because otherwise, how do you explain the continuation of the Mishnah, which says in the Sefer, Okay, I'm in Stavra. Diktani Sefer Umodim Benosei Krovat Grushato Shavlad Mamzer. What do you mean the Chachamim Remeida about the case of Krovat Grushato? There was no case of Krovat Grushato. How are we all of a sudden throwing in something new? It must be that indeed we were talking about the case of Krovat Grushato. So there were three cases. So one was Mazir Grushato, one was Nosei Chalutzato, and the other one was Nosei Krovat Grushato. We're over there, the Chachamim are made. Of course they're made. It's an Isidi writer that the Vlad is a Mamzer. See, Amrit Bishlama Aireba. If you're going to tell me that before this in the Reisha, Rabbi Akiva was talking about that case, it makes sense to say that the Moedim are Chachamim in one out of the three cases. But you're telling Rabbi Akiva himself never even discussed that case. So ridiculous to suddenly come along and say, oh, by the way, the Chachamim are made. That if you're no say Krovat Grushato, that over there the Vlad is a Mamzer. I mean, you might as well tell me, I don't know, talk about no say Achas Mechabesh Shrei Noshim. I mean, you know, it's just Tom thrown, it's completely tangential. So Eliyamrit Lo Ayriba, if Rabbi Akiva never discussed the case, why are we going to discuss being made at Rabbi Akiva about a case that was never mentioned? My made it. Says, no, and that doesn't bother me so much. I mean, because maybe the whole point is that they're coming to say that, look, in the cases, aforementioned cases, we don't have an Isser Koris. If it would be an equivalent case, similar case, that would be an Isser Koris, then we would be made of that there's a Din of Mamzerut. And that's exactly the way that Shimon HaTimni understands. Kamashon Yesh Mamzer Michaive Kritut. What do you mean? Yesh Mamzer Michaive Kritut. Akotani Lala Kamon, it says, Ezu Mamzer. Kosh Er Basar, Shubolo Yavo, Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon HaTimni Omer, Kosh Chayovin Allah Kareid, Bidei Shamayim, and Halachat Kidvarav. So, I mean, I don't need to tell me that we're made. I mean, it says to the Ferish and Mishnah later. Okay, but maybe that's the point, that the Mishnah wants to be Kasasim Tana, Rabbi Shimon HaTimni. We want to know that the halacha is that way. Samamela, we want to say that the chachomim, who are the rov, are chelek on Rabbi Akiva Shita, that yesh mamzer mechayve lavim, and they're paskin like Shimon HaTimni, which therefore teaches us how to, that that's the din of the halacha. So maybe that's the point. No. In kein lisnei shar chayve kritut. I understand, we could have any idea of Karet, but why would we pick out of a hat Krovat Grushato if we weren't talking about the case of Krovat Grushato in the Reisha? I still think that it makes a heck of a lot of sense to say that the Gears in the Mishnah is different, and that it should say Krovat Grushato, because otherwise why would we have chosen this? Litnei Shar Chai Vekritut. Why are we choosing Krovat Grushato Lomali? Must be Shbamina, that indeed Rabbi Akiva was Aireba. Says Igmar, no. It could be that Liolam Lo Aireba. The reason that the Mishnah chooses the case of Krovat Grushato is because it fits so beautifully. The Reisha is talking about a Machzir Grushato. The Reisha is talking about a Nosei Chalutzato. It puts them together. Then it talks about Krovat Chalutzato. So obviously the most reasonable case for us, I mean, that's the case, next thing that pops up in your mind, is the case of Nosei Krovat Grushato, just like we said Krovat Chalutzato. So that would be exactly the case that we would have chosen to discuss. Okay, fine. So you know what? So then you're right. We don't have any reason to change the gears in the Mishnah just because we don't like it. So let's accept the Mishnah means exactly what it's saying, and that Rabbi Akiva, amazingly, dear President, Rabbi Akiva holds, I would bang on the table, but I don't think it'll go through in the... So maybe the idea over here is that indeed Rabbi Akiva holds that Krovat Chalutzato is an Isser D'oraita, not like we've been assuming all along, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, because he holds that Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin. And what would be the Makor of such a thing? I'll tell you a makor. I know time of the Rabbi Akiva, the Akra Beit Chalutz HaNa'al. Part of the Chalita ceremony is that everybody says Beit Chalutz HaNa'al. The problem is that the Beit Chalutz HaNa'al would now be referring to the brother who was the one who had the Chalitza done to him, right? But why is he a Bayit? He never took this woman. Bayit always means a woman. So therefore, the Torah, in calling it Beito, HaKatuv Kira'o Beito, the Torah has given it a din like his wife, in which case it's telling you that the Chalutza is considered to be the equivalent of your wife, and in the same way you can't marry the Krovim of your wife, her sister, her mother, or whatever the case may be. So too, you can't marry the Krovim of your Chalutza. And therefore, he's saying, it's a Vlad Mamzer. Omrev Yezer, Omrev Shimon Rabbi. The case that we had in the Mishnah, Marzer Grushato, where Rabbi Akiva said the Vlad is a Mamzer. I understand that we disagree with that, but everybody has made that. That the Vlad is certainly, even if not a Mamzer, it's at the very least Pagum Lakuna. And therefore, if this Vlad is female, she wouldn't be allowed to marry a Kohen? Wait, when you say everybody's made it, who do you mean everybody? You're saying there's those who paskin like Shimon HaTimni. That Afagav the Omer Shimon HaTimni ain't Mamzer Michai Ve'lafim. Nonetheless, he's made it. And he the Mamzer lo have. But it's definitely Pogam Lakuhuna. How do we know that? Kavachomer mi almana. An almana is also a Kohen Gadol, right? So if an almana, who is a surah to a Kohen Gadol, which is a very, very limited love, it applies to one person in the whole world, the Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen is perfectly allowed to marry an almana. So you have the most limited Isser in the whole world. Any surah shavabako. Nonetheless, the halacha is, says V'lo yechalel zaro. That means that all of his children are poser lekuhuna. So zo the marzeh grushato, which is a lav that applies to every person in the world. So tisur shava bako ein odin shebna pagum sekol shekein. The child should be pagum lekuhuna, and therefore, if she's a daughter, she's poser lekohen. It's a big machlokes. How to understand this, whether it's a din in chalalut, and we're going to learn out the halach of chalal, which is the way most understand it, which is a very big problem, because the Gemara says all over that ein chalal elam yisurei kuhuna, and the yisur of machzir gushato is definitely not an yisur kuhuna. So the Gra particularly, there's a lot of discussion among the Achronim, but the Gra particularly is the one who explains that the way that the Isser is brought in the Rambam is that it's not a din in Chalal. It's included in the halacha of the psul of the Ben Ha'almana, but as a Kal V'chomer, not as, it's a new Isser that's included in the Almana of Lo Yechalel Zaro, but it's not a din of Chalalut. So this is the way Rabbi Yosef is telling us, that there's this new halacha in which everybody is made a Vlad, indeed, is Pogam Lakuna. Tremendous Chiddush. Says the Gemara, well, it's not a very good raya, is it? I mean, in the Almona, if an Almona sleeps with the Kohen Gadol, so she becomes a Chalala. So if she becomes a Chalala, it makes sense that her child is a Chalal, of course. And we learn that out from the extra Lamed, not Chalal Zaro, Lo yechal zaro, lo yechalel. So that means in a case where the mother herself is nifkam from the kuhuna, the child is nifkam from the kuhuna. But how are you going to learn from here that where the mother is not paguma to the kuhuna? So in a case of someone who was over in Isser Lav and went and married her original husband, she doesn't become pagum lakuhuna. So in that case, why should her child become pagum lakuhuna? A chalala only happens where the Isser is an Isser kuhuna, which this is not. So therefore, this doesn't make sense. Furthermore, we even have a specific drasha of lo yuchal ba'ala rishon ashuv lakakta ki to'eva hi, and we darshan from there, hi to'eva ve'in banei to'evi. Gufa to tell us that there's no pagam in the child. So what does Rabbi Yosef say? Not to mention that it says beferish in the bright, not like Rabbi Yosef. Oh, Tanya. It says amakzir grushato, v'anosei chalutzato, v'anosei krovat chalutzato. Rabbi Akiva merin laba kiddushin. There's no chalos kiddushin because he holds that kiddushin ha'atayf is b'chayv elav, which of course is related to his shita of yesh mamzer b'chayv elav. And he psula, because of that, so she doesn't need a get. Ain't a tzuchem and a get because there's no kiddushin. The he psula, since she was nivelet from an iser karet, she becomes a zona. And a zona, even though she's not a halalam, but she's possible good as a zona. And her vlad is a mamzer, he's possible. And kofino tolotzi, Besen forces him to get rid of her and get her out of the house, obviously without a get. But because any time that he sleeps with her, it's going to be over in his diraita. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, the Kedushin is chal on chayvei lavin, and she needs a get in order, therefore, to go out. V'yikshera, there was no Issacharis, so she remains not a zona. The child is Vlada Kasher. Now, excuse me, but when it says Vlada Kasher, who does it mean? Vlada Kasher to who? L'chore, it means Vlada is Kasher l'kohen. So if the child is a girl, she's not Paguma to the Kuhuna. So how can Rabbi Yosef say she is? Nah, says Rabbi Yosef, it means Vlada Kasher l'kahal. Oh, l'kahal. So then if that's what Rabbi Yosef is trying to say, then when it said he k'shera, who did it mean? That she is k'shera, what, l'kahal, but not to the Kohen? He meant l'kahal. Pshita, I understand. Whoever heard of such a thing? Somebody who is over on Znus becomes postal l'kahal. I mean, whoever heard such a thing? There's not a havamin in the world. There's no concept like that. The only time that somebody could become posel because of intercourse is to a kohen. It's not shayach the possible person l'kahal. So mishum desanya yifsel l'kahal. El alav, it's got to be referring to the kahuna. So if we're talking about posel for her, midahila kahuna, so the child is also is referring to v'lada. When it's saying v'lada is k'shera, must mean l'kahuna. No, says Rabbi Yosef, big deal. I mean, one of them means k'shera l'kahal, and one of them means k'shera l'kahuna. That doesn't bother me. Midi ayre. Vakadita. It's true that with her, we're talking about l'kahuna, but the hechsher to the vlad is a vlad dafka l'kahal, because Rabbi Akiva said the vlad mamzer. So the Chachamim said, no, the vlad is kosher. They didn't mean the vlad is kosher l'kahuna. It's a different dinner. And indeed, by the way, you don't think that the Mishnah uses the word k'shera or psula in two different ways, one of which is referring to the mother and one of which is referring to the child? Okinami mistavra. Because in the ratio, what Rabbi Akiva said was hi psula uvlada psul, right? So when he said hi psula, what did he mean? Hi psula to whom? I mean, what? To the whole cow? She's psula. Why? Because she was bezana, she's psula. Unheard of. So obviously when it was referring to her being posel, it meant she is posel the kuhuna because she became a zayna through this bia. So therefore, when it says v'lada posel, what does it mean? Think that what? The v'lada is posel the kuhuna, but kosher the kahal. Rabbi Akiva said beferish, the v'lada is kosher to nobody. The v'lada is a mamzer. And over there, the psul is obviously to everyone. So you see that we don't mean the same thing when we talk about the mother, we talk about the child. The mother we're talking about just to a coin. The child we're talking about to the entire world. Ela pshita, that when the vlad it says is possible, it means l'kahal. So if the reish in Rabbi Akiva meant ha-kid-i-ita, ha-kid-i-ita, we mean it le-isr, different ways. Whether she's possible l'kahal for one, possible l'kahuna for the other. So the same thing could be true, according to Chachamim. In the Sefer Nami, we're saying it's mutter in different ways. Hakadita, hakadita. And therefore, the vlad may not be kosher l'kahuna. The vlad may only be kosher l'kahal. And therefore, I'm not concerned, says Rabbi Akiva. And as far as your drasha about hi toeva, vein vlada toeva, I'm not impressed with that drasha either. Because maybe, says Rav Yosef, hi toeva nami, hi toeva, the in sarata toeva is what it means, not in banea toevim. So it's coming to tell me that a tsara of the grushata is still mityabemet. And you shouldn't say that since her the other wife can't be Mitya Bemet, so that Sora Mamela also can't be. No, not true. Since it's not an Issacharis, so it doesn't pass to the Tzar. Fine. Yeah, but Banea is Toivim, I hold. Toivim in the sense of Pagumi. Yeah, but Rabbi Yosef, that's all very nice. You answered two out of three questions. But the main question that we had on you was that your Kal Vachomer from the Almana didn't make any sense. Because Mala Almana Shekein Inif Selet. That you're not answering. You're only answering what we thought were rayas against you from the Lashon of the Mishnah or the Braita. But Banea Toivim, I mean, sorry, but Mi Almana, that's still a Kasha. Ma Almana Shekein Yatzma Mitchalelet. There's no way that Rabbi Yosef would have said that. You're right. What actually Rabbi Yosef had said was not that the din is that in the case of the Ba'al Marzir Grushato over there, that the Vlad is Pagum. He was quoting Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi as saying that Hakom Odim Beba'al Chayve Krisus Shav Vlad Pagum. Meaning, that even if you hold Manakol Modim, even if you hold of Rabbi Yoshua, the Afagav Yom Rabbi Yoshua, a Mamzer Michaive Kritut, he holds the only Mamzerut in the Torah is where the Isser of the Erva was an Isser of a Chiyuv Mita. But an Isser just of Karet does not produce Mamzerut. However, it comes along Rabbi Yosef to say that Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi said, even though it doesn't produce Mamzerut, it does produce Pagam Lakuna. And there I bring a Raya Kal Vachomer from the Almana. Because if Almana Kohen Gadol Shel Yisur Sheva Bekol Bina Pagum, in a case over here of the Yisra Erva, where Yisra Sheva Bekol in a Din Shel Bina Pagum, and here you can't ask me the Kash you asked me. V'chitem, you'll try to tell me the same question you asked before. That what? Namala Almana Shekin Yatzman Mitchalelet? That's not a Kasha. Because in this case, indeed, she herself becomes psula lakuna as a zona. Because everybody's made it that if she was nivellus to an isakores, that of course she has a din of a zona. So that's what, now everything fits in. Rabbi Yosef was bringing a perfectly good raya from an almana. We made the mistake of quoting him in terms of Hakol Modim B'Marzeh Grushato, but in reality, what he was talking about is Hakol Modim, not the Mishnah, those are a chalik in the Mishnah, but those are a chalik about the Din of Mamzeres Bichlal. So that's what he's coming to say. Hakol Modim, even Rabbi Yeshua has made it, that Inoch Inami B'na Pagum. QED. Arba'ach, Inesin Arba'a Nashim, Umeitu. Im rotza gadosh rabbi yabemet kulam, arshut biyado. Misha yana sili shtei nashim umeit, biyato chalitza shel achat miyam poter tzarata. Hayta achat kishira v'achat psula, im haya choletz, choletz v'psula. Im haya miyabem, he can be miyabem whatever he wants, even the kishira. Arba'a achin, what do you mean? So who is left? Saka daita. Ela ima arba'a mei achin, obviously. Arshut biyado, what do you mean? We let him do whatever the heck he wants. I've heard of such a thing, Rashafkile. V'otanya v'koru lo yuzik nehiro hein v'lo shulchim v'dibru elav malam ikshim isim lo etzau genet lo. Shima yahu yelet v'zikei na uzakein v'yalda omrim lo. Come on, man. Malachaitza yalda. Malachaitza zikei na. Go marry someone your own age, you know. V'alta sim kitata b'beitcha. That's all you need. No, you're right. Lo tzrich de efshalei. Indeed, it's not common that it would be a good idea to marry four women. Where the heck are you going to be able to get an income to support four households? But we're talking about a guy. He's got a lot of money. Yeah, sure. Understand. So then why choose four? Pick any number out of that. 6, 10, 100. I don't know. I feel it too phenomenal. No, that's the point. It's a tova kamashmalan. That the maximum should be arba. No more than arba. We want a Talmud Chacham to have a chance to sleep with each one of these wives once a month. Misha Yanasui. I don't get it. Miyabim Litaravayu? No. Amr Fiabar Avar Miyoka. Oh, here's the mocker. Omar Krashalo. You've got Beitachim. Bayatacharu Bonem Boneshlim Batibanachalot. Satarvayu? No. Omar Mazikabar Tivankra. Beit Chalutsana. Okay, fine. So be the Adam Lachada and Achleitz Lachada. No, Amakra im lo yachpots, but Mashba only if Halcha fades. Yabin. That means Kol Ola LeYibam only is Ola LeChalitza. But if she's Ein Ola LeYibam, Ein Ola LeChalitza. And furthermore, if you did it, people will say Shelo Yamru Bayit Mitzatobo No Yimitzato Chalut. I understand. Now what's so bad? V'Yomru. No, you're right. If miyabim v'ada chalitz achinami, but if they say that, they may come to do chalitza first and other miyabim, and then you'll be over on the issue of lo yivne. Ve'ima ki ika chada and only ki ika chada, then titkayim mitzvat yibum. But if there's two batim, maybe bechlav is not chiyav of yibum. No, because in kin tzarat terva, the osrachmana. What do I need to talk about it for? If shnai shteinashim bi'alma, you say they're not bnei chalitz v'yibum. So tzarat terva mi boy. Why not? And therefore we're left with only one. V'tityabim tzorata. Kamash v'onda. No, dafka the tzora is asura. Ela yevimto. Yevimto is riba shte yevamot. Haitachat v'shiravam Rav Yosef. Kanchan Rebbe. Lo yishpoch adam meboro. V'achirim tzichim v'yam. Over here the Kohen could have married her. What do you have to mess her up for? Amarzir Girushato Vanose Khalutsato Vanose Kovat Khalutsato Yotziva Vlan Mabzer. They were the Akiva. The Khakami Mamrim Ena Vlad Mabzer. Umodimano Sekrovat Grushato. Yeah, over there, of course. Vlad Mabzer. Sovereign Akiva no se Krovat Khalutsato, which is only an Issa Drambonan. The Vlad is Mamzer. I thought Amre Shlokish we were Medaya Khan Shana Rebbe. Achot Grushas be divretura. And I thought Chalutza is midday for a suffering. Tni krovat grushato. By the way, Yochinam in the staff. I mean, the Tani Sefer, Umodim, but no say krovat grushato, Shavad Mamzer. E Amit Bishlama Ayriba. I need the Tani Umodim, but if we never talked about it, lo Ayriba, my Umodim, the Dimo Kamashwan, the Yesh Mamzer Mechavi Kritut. Okay, but maybe Dimakasotim Lontanak Rabbi Shimon Atimon. Why would we pick Krovat Grushato for God's sake? No. Dilma Leolam Lo Ayriba. But I mean, you must admit it fits like a key in a lock, no? I mean, I didn't tell Makzir Grushato. Then it says, no, say chalutzato. So, krovat chalutzato. So, now let's move on to krovat grushato. Ela krovat chalutzato is correct. And it must be the Rabbi Akiva having mamzer. Om Rabbi Barav, Om Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the reason? Hai in the time of the Rabbi Akiva, the Om Akra, beit chalutzanal, hakatuv kirao beito. Om Rabbi Yosef, Om Rishmer, Rabbi Yako modim, bimachzir grushato, shavlad, pogum lekuna. Who's Akko modim? Shimona Temani, the Alpha Gav, the Omar, Shimona Temani, Yen Mamzer Mikavi Lavim, Nihida Mamzer, Avi, Pongo Miavi, Mikavakom, Miamon. Uma, Amana, the Koin Gadosh, and Isra Shava Bakobana Pagum, Zo, Shisra Shava Bakob, ain't no din, Shibana Pagum. No, I mean, Iklomifak Mala Almana, Shikani Yatsman Mitkalela, not to mention the fact that we darshan he. Toiva, vein banei toivim, and not to mention the fact that Otanya, hamachzir grushato, anosei chalutzato, anosei krovat chalutzato, Rabbi Akiva omer, ein la bakidushin, vein atzricha menaget, vehi psula, uvlada pasul, vekofin oto lotzi, vechachamim omerim, yesh la bakidushin, tzricha menaget, hikshera, vlada kasher. Now, laman, kasher, lav lekuhuna. No, the cow. Yoki yik sheirad leman. The cow, obviously, mishum desanya. If so, the cow. El alav lekuna. If the he is a reference to kosher lekuna, then vlad aname is a pretzel kosher lekuna. No, midi ayra. How can you talk and eat it? By the way, how can I miss Tavra? Because the Tani Resh Yipsula vlad psula, according to the Rabbi Akiva. Say Yipsula leman. The cow, obviously, she's supposed to the cow. It's impossible to Zanya. If so, only the cow. Must mean the kuhuna. So then, Vlada Pasulaman. The kuhuna, what? But the cow kosher, but give us this befresh of what manzer. Elopshita the cow. Umidereja, akirita, akirita. So it's perfectly reasonable to assume the same phenomenon, akirita, akirita. As far as your other question, hitoeva nami. It doesn't mean banea, it means sarata. Hitoeva. V'ein tzorata toiva, but banea are toivim. Ela almana, Kasha. You're right. Your old question. In this case, kivan she bala avanister karet asa azona. Gentlemen, it has been exciting and wonderful to see you. Chazak ubaruch. My dear President, are you feeling well today? The weather right now is very nice up here. How about by you? Also. So I hope I'll see you at the shir tonight. Bezrat Hashem. I believe it'll be there. I haven't heard. The only tzad was I'm not getting an answer, so I'm just gonna. I sent her an email 2 hours ago.
Or
if
you might not be up yet.
All right, fine. I'll send out a thing, but I'm assuming it's going to be in the basement. Okay, Kol Tov, Rabbi Sa, Kol